This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
Rush Limbaugh has picked up our report dealing with the sheriff's deputies shielding criminal activity in Broward County for many years. It's a major scandal with the previous sheriff. And all I know is they banned our videos on YouTube that had nothing to do with saying they were crisis actors, but they were students on local news, on national news, and then that we talked to, all saying the same thing, that they saw crews while the shooting was going on, that it was men in full garb, completely covered, that they were taking body bags out as the police were there throwing the backs of trucks, and we have video from choppers of body bags being thrown in while the shooting's still going on. I don't know what's going on, but you got David Hogg being fed lines. I'm not saying he wasn't there, just he's obviously a spokesman for the gun lobby, anti-gun lobby, and then bizarre video, David Hogg's his sister lost four best friends, then two, then three, and Facebook journalists have been kicked off if they share the video. So I've green-lighted this going up, and they're going to ban us anyways, folks. We have to fight back. We have to spread the word. YouTube's had to back off after doing a second strike and banning the channel. And I guess they're like, no, we got to find a better video, because in that video he said they weren't crisis actors. But Zach is well-known. He's not giving his last name. He's been involved in famous anti-terrorism cases. And he lives there in Florida. He's involved, obviously, in different things around there. And you're saying that this is part of a deep state operation. All I know is we're being very judicious about this, and none of it adds up, and that CNN's having fake town halls, and then they're using this to ban everybody, and famous baseball players simply say these kids look coached, and they're kicked out of the Baseball Hall of Fame or not allowed in. I mean, what happened to free speech here? I mean, we know they're attacking that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just going to shame and guilt people into this, and it's the same sort of thinking behind pushing Trump's hand here to actually do something that's going to cause them some friction with his base. And it's sick, and it's out of control. This is the type of enemies we got. And all this is going on. Meanwhile, on a AI front, we have to get into this, because this is critical, and I know that you're experiencing, obviously, a lot of disruption, we'll call it, on your site service and the like there, because it's obvious what's going on. You're being attacked. And now we have individuals, well, it was well known in Silicon Valley, with some of the decent factions, the majority are out of their mind in Silicon Valley, but there are some decent factions who knew the worries of these AI systems. They're worried about jobs being taken, but before that, it's going to get into what I'm about to discuss. And so just to preface this, everyone, just to let everybody know, the Chinese premier is essentially becoming anointed in China. This is supposed to be the Chinese century. Trump kind of derailed that. Our economy's back on its feet. And now, all of a sudden, you're seeing the Chinese also pull out all the stops because they're not happy about the prosperity of America, which, you know, they also hold a lot of debt of and everything else. So I just got to preface with the Chinese situation, because what we have here being broken out publicly, we knew this. The people who knew this, but publicly, out of Cambridge, the Dark Trace Group has finally come out with what's going on online. This major AI system, which is putting malicious software onto system people's computers, organizations' computers, and software, anything smart, laptops, phones, computers. And what they're doing with the software is gathering all your messages, they're gathering all of your emails, they're gathering all of your calendars, all of your itineraries, everything. This has been being uploaded to an AI system that learns how to mimic the way you talk, the way you interact, and also who you're talking to. So once they also get into your computer, it then drags that to whoever you're talking about and repeats that process.
And then, hold on, then it can engage. Let's come back from break, and we'll get more time with you, and then Pachena will come on. Then it can launch a AI war, making everybody fight with each other, mimicking friends, family, neighbors to cause societal collapse. Is that what you're getting into? Is the ultimate weapon? The king's been talking about a wavelength being projected out of the phones, which we know they have that stuff. But we're talking about beyond that, where the AI calls, send messages, does all this, and I've read about this, to then cause massive social distortion. If you think all the race war talk's bad, If you think them saying we said things we didn't say and putting all over the news, that's primitive high-tech information war. We're talking about beyond that, and Apple's moving its main base to China, merging with them and giving all the IDs of Apple users to the Chinese communist government to launch a giant AI attack out of China. They've chosen sides.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We're finishing up with Zach, a great intelligence source, who's proven to be very, very accurate. And he was getting into the different AI systems, the different power blocks in the world, and Apple has announced it's moving to China. They're accepting the zero tax plan, but they're going to merge with the Communist Party. China announced 5 weeks ago to counter Trump. They just said, move here, no taxes, but you've got to let the people's party control you. Now the president's becoming a dictator. He's already a dictator of the Politburo and the Central Committee, but now he's a true dictator if this goes through. And I just saw a headline in there. Can you put that headline up, guys, that I was talking about? Where someone in the public sphere told a story that wasn't sexually explicit and wasn't sexual, but could be construed as interpreted as sexual harassment. So the mental illness level, fired League of Legends coach, the story I told wasn't sexually explicit, but could be constructed or interpreted as sexual harassment. That's the next level of this stuff. And here it is. YouTube hits Alex Jones with second strike. Watch these banned videos. CNN lobbies to have competing media platform removed. And we have an update. They've now removed the second strike because the video is the opposite of what they said. But you can see it there. And it's only because we have our own platform that they had to do that. We're going to finish up with Zach and then go to Dr. Steve Pachinik to give us an update on his take on all this. Finishing up, Zach, you were getting into AI computers, being able to mimic humans, getting all your databases to then do what?
Yes, and then also, so they're using those, getting the computers, getting the information, learning how to mimic you in real time, and then also on everyone's phone, computer, all these things, they're using the transcript and translation service that's picking up audio in real time. So it's spying on you in real time. You've been talking about this for years, but this is a part of the AI system that's being, so when you're, entering in passwords, when you're talking about plans, when you're having, talking about how location of servers, passwords into servers, passwords into everything. They're getting it in real time, and they're clipping audio. They're doing things, and where this all leads right now, it's just sabotage. So you're going to have some disruption coming to your site. Maybe when you run a store there, so there might be unfulfilled orders or something in your own carts and stuff like that. But what it's ultimately leading to is digital false flags, where once this AI really learns who you are and they could physically recreate you and digitally from your...
It will have you go, and the AI will create even a video of you in sex chat, believing, you're talking to a five-year-old girl. And then it will artificially frame you.
Yeah, so they'll start something minimal that's social shaming, but then they'll get into...
It'll have you order drugs online that get shipped to your house. Just basically the next level of spoofing.
Yes, it's coming, and it, right now it's going to start at sabotage. Hopefully they can knock you off that way and have the public just do their bidding, because who needs crisis actors when you have full spectrum dominance? If these kids really are brainwashed and believe it, it is what it is. I'm not going to go there, but listen, things aren't what they seem, and people don't want to come out and say it due to retribution. We are in a war. This is not the first false flag. This is one of many, and it won't be the last. They're forcing their hand. The tribunals are coming, and all of these things were discussed and lead into this point. The military tribunals are coming. And, you know, they were supposed to release six detainees from Guantanamo last week. That didn't happen. They were going to release one of them into Saudi Arabian custody. And then people need to look in. I can't get the names, but look into exactly who this individual is. Because if you don't think that these guys aren't talking to our current administration, you're wrong. They are so found out, they are so guilty of what they've done overseas in these wars with these individuals who are actually in Guantanamo, that they're done. And they are and this is a tough thing. You know, why hasn't it already happened? When is this going to happen? When this occurs, it will be the biggest kinetic shift in the world ever, that the world's ever seen. We're talking about people in the Obama administration all the way up to Barack himself being tried. Because when you pull things off like you did in Libya and you did in Iraq initially, and the real information that we have on Saddam Hussein, the real information on the State Department dealing with Muammar Gaddafi, you have a big, big problem. So, yeah, you better do everything in your power to either set this country in this world into World War III or kill the President of the United States if you're them. And believe me, they are trying every day. Because they are so guilty on a karmatic and global historical scale that I don't even know how they maintain consciousness. Once this is revealed in this year, at the end of this year, when these things start occurring, if they don't set this world on fire, we'll change the world obviously forever. So they're doing everything they can. They are in a deep state death hurdle going towards the inevitable. But they're not going to go down without a fight. These are kids who are killed trying to force us into a position politically to get out of control and kill our own, all while starting World War III in Syria and the Korean Peninsula simultaneously. This is sick. This is fantastic. This is you couldn't write this script. And if you even question it, you're shamed. You're guilty by association. You're burned at the stake, and it will be the end of us. Because the people who are doing the left's bidding and the deep state's bidding, I just want to let you guys know, there's no loyalty. If you think it stops with Alex Jones, if you think it stops with InfoWars, if you think it stops with Donald J. Trump, what's going to happen in 10 years when you're the target? It's bigger than this. This is a fight for humanity. This is a fight for the right. And this is unprecedented what's going on, but I just hope Trump has the wherewithal to really go through with it, because really doing this is going to shake.
Well, I mean, they've already got hundreds of cities saying they're telling MS-13 when the police are coming. They're in total sedition. The Democrats are running around psychopathically saying kill all the NRA members. They've turned their minions into frothing, violent people on the street. And these blue areas are like cancers. They're the ones attacking. Jack, I really appreciate your time. You're a great patriot. Your info is always amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on.
All right. We've got Dr. Steve Pachinik for the balance of the hour. And, you know, he's a bona fide guy in the work he's done in the government, the State Department, and other agencies. But Zach, I know who Zach is. But he finally told us who he was. But I had some other sources that said, hey, that's a good guy to have on. And the intelligence operations he was involved in, he's been on national news. He's been in the newspapers. He exposed when they knew terror attacks were coming and didn't do anything about it. You mentioned Major Hassan. He was in the news for that if people want to figure it out. His lawyers don't want him to say his name because he's now out of the Army and works with some private groups. But he's basically been authorized to come on the show and say the things. But Chenick's not in the agencies anymore, but he comes on as a citizen and gives his take on it. But this is a hell of a time we're in right now, and the Democrats have launched a full war. The reason I harped on this censorship thing is when you do block it, when you do talk about it, when you do expose it, they back off. And they've had to remove one of the strikes, and they've said, we're the test case. But Jerome Corsi had his thing, I think about 2018, Trump will strike back. He just laid out that Trump's going to take action. It wasn't any calls for violence, anything. They banned that video, and it blocked Corsi's channel. So they're running scared. We're going to break in a minute. I want to get into any issues you want to cover, just the waterfront. But what do you make of just the current climate right now? I mean, the criminal elements of the deep state are in full panic mode.
Let me say this. There's a term for what's happening right now, and Zach has hit part of it. And the term is called the apocalypse of information. And this was a term that my people in intelligence, namely those who care about the state, the republic, there are many of them there. They're far greater than anything in the deep state on the left or whatever you might imagine. There is a serious problem, which is true, and it's occurring right now. Misperception, deception, and distortion of reality is the new reality on both sides. So Zach is not exaggerating, except it's happening both on the Republican side and on the left. What we're in right now is an Alice in Wonderland world where you can't assess credibility. The reason you have always been important and will continue to be important, and I guarantee you, those with whom I work have given me that information, is to say that you are creating the point of credibility so that we can test out the false flags of Sandy Hook, of what happened here in Parkland, and various other elements, as well as the fact of 9/11. So remember, you stay in the neutral line where fact is fact and we can check the credibility. But now fact has become...
Stay there, because this is critical, because anybody could have done this. We actually try to tell the truth. We don't try Machiavellian manipulation, and that is revolutionary in a world of universal deceit.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
It's extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Dr. Steve Pachenik was just saying, Alex Jones back live, is really important because you have this information singularity is what I've called it, but I didn't know about this term from intelligence agencies decades ago, of information apocalypse, where you can lie and manipulate for a while, but once everybody starts doing it, it just creates a fog of war for everyone and will break down the culture. Just like this Me Too movement, Hollywood used its own baggage coming out. To then now, if a man says a woman looks nice or a man says it's a beautiful day, that's harassment. Or if a woman hugs you and her shirt comes up, you pat her back, you know, the Prairie Home Companion guy gets fired. So it's culture warfare. It's in the WikiLeaks. They're doing it. We know about it. It's thousands of years old. But now it's sophisticated. But once you use it, it spins out of control. And it's designed to balkanize societies that you're conquering, but this will bring them down. And I think that's what Dr. Pachenik is getting into, but he's the psychological expert on this. We do try to tell the truth. We make mistakes, we say it. But all we see is, instead of having a debate and talking to the victims or talking to Congress or talking to the, and then finding out what the best minds think, they immediately have a talking point, and then we try to take the middle road and really figure out what's going on. They then misrepresent and then are trying to remove us. They just told us our oldest and biggest sponsor is being attacked. They've taken almost all of them, Rev Content, and there's a big move now to attack them and remove all their sponsors and kick them off all their platforms they're on if they continue to just have ads running on InfoWars that are maybe 5% of the money we bring in. But that's the thing. They just keep hacking everything off. It's actually made us stronger, though, making us go purely resiliently to you and to the affiliates and everybody, and people recognize what's happening. But we're able, like a lighthouse on a promontory, to stay there, at least for now. For the average person involved, they get scared, they back down. So this bullying against InfoWars is about a message to everybody else. Dr. Pachenik, go back to what you were saying and lay this out for folks, because it's intriguing, and tell me if what I've added is wrong.
Well, nothing you've added is wrong. What's happening, and this has happened since the beginning of 9/11, either on the left or right, it really doesn't matter in terms of politics. What's happening is it's literally what my people call the apocalypse of information, which means that fact can become fiction and fiction can be fact. Now, why am I able to discern certain things in terms of reality and content and reality tests? It's not just because I'm a psychiatrist. Ironically, what makes me more capable of understanding a narrative and assuming whether it's right or wrong is that I have been a fiction writer for well over 30 to 40 years. And in fiction, which is what a lot of the FBI has been doing and a lot of what you have in Sandy Hook and Parkland and all these false flags, is that the narrative has an internal inconsistency that the narrators don't even understand because they're not writers. The good fiction writers, who, by the way, happen to have been in intelligence like myself, whether it's Jean Le Carré or Somerset Maugham or any one of the other Ian Fleming, we all understand that there are internal consistencies that must be there in order for the narrative to have a certain validity. Parkland didn't have that. The main character was this absurd fool, Israel, a Jewish sheriff. I mean, you couldn't have had, this was like the movie with Mel Brooks. I mean, it was an absurdity. this kind of character who's been investigated 10 or 12 times. In the same sense, when you looked at Sandy Hook, the absurd notion that an autistic kid could pick up a heavy weapon and then kill 25 or 30 kids plus six adults was beyond credulity, even as a fiction writer. So much of what I had to write in my real world and what I did in regime change or neutralizing something or someone, I had to put back in fiction. And in part, you saw Jack Ryan, Dick Clark under the Clancy franchise, which was our way of explaining what really was happening in 20, 30 years. Now, what's actually happening with the apocalypse of information and the onslaught of all this information, which my people and National Geospatial Agency, in the CIA and elsewhere, what they're studying and they're very much concerned about is that the onslaught of information is such that we have no basis for reality testing. The fiction writer can no longer assess whether the narrative is correct or not, because the reality that's presented is so bizarre that even if I were to be a fiction writer, my editors, who are very rational, whether they were at Berkeley or whatever house, they would say it's not credible, so let's not use it. So what's happening to Alex Jones and why you're picking it up? You're the spearhead of a reality testing, which in the beginning sounds absurd, but it's not. What you said is the overload of information, when it's coming on a constant basis, has its own internal dynamics, which is pretty close to chaos, because we have now what we call the GAN, a generative alternative network, which means Google systems or the brains in Google systems, they can create an algorithm that has its own imagination and its own attributions and introspection. Now, think of it. You have already algorithms that can think within itself. You have algorithms, which Zach correctly pointed out, can distort images, either contract them or hyperextend them into the point where you don't even need the real body. And many of those things were used in these false flags that have been going on in Florida and elsewhere all over the world. Now, why are they doing that? Well, the government, whichever local area is involved, whether it's Scott, who's not the brightest governor we've had in Florida, nor the morons in Parkland, including this sheriff, they don't realize that they're basically entering into a self-destructive trap. The minute they get into it, they already politicized to such an extent that their credibility is gone. Whereas in your case, it always sounded as if your credibility was on hold, so to speak, but it always turned out to be quite accurate. And the reason for that is that you're not alone. I can't explain to you how many there are that really oversee you. As you once said to me 20 years ago, there are thousands of intelligence operatives watching this. And that is correct today. There are thousands who are watching all over the world, not because they're listening to what you're saying as more in terms of trying to monitor what is the dynamic of this onslaught of the apocalypse of information. And we're not using you as bait, but in a way you are kind of a artificial bait, where we have a sense of the timing and the dynamic. Is it the deep, deep state of the left?
No, I understand. I mean, just investigation and real debate scares the establishment. It scares the different factions. They then reveal themselves in the attack. So we're used as like a gambit or a probe to draw them out. And again, it's not intelligence agencies and people running me or that ever funded me or did it. Since we covered real issues, one of the only shows to do it, that then brought all those people in, the guests, the information, and then built up the show. And so that's what's special about InfoWars. I'm just the guy crazy enough to be in the middle of it. So again, you're right. It's not about me. The magic of InfoWars is the audience supporting us, giving us their intel from the ground, and then people all over the world listening from every walk of life trying to really suss out what is reality versus what they're putting out. And we know CNN's the king of fake news. We know they stage events. And now this whole thing is unraveling with a stand down with the sheriffs and military men inside, paramilitary. I mean, God knows they're trying to cover it up. We'll come right back, Dr. Pachinik, and get your take on what's really going on here, because they are flipping out that I didn't take the bait. I'll cover that when we come back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachanik, psychological warfare expert, best-selling author, is our guest, stevepachanik.com. Just briefly get into psychological warfare in the media. The mainstream media, this big globalist combine, they now operate to ban people, to attack people, to run dirty tricks, and they're getting worse. And now they've gotten basically almost every level of the mainstream media to be deceptive, where they'll put out a main line from CNN last week saying that I said no kids died and it was a false flag. We were still investigating. I did say there was a stand down, which was confirmed. We just talked to a bunch of students. It was on local news. It wasn't hard. That's what we keep getting confirmed. It was already all over the news. And we got a bunch of teachers and kids saying the same thing, that they all just sat out there for 10 minutes with a bunch of cars, and I went with it. And that's the videos they really banned. So CNN comes out and says in three articles, we're banning him, we're talking to YouTube, we're in his account, it'll be gone soon, first strike, we'll have second strike by this weekend, he'll be gone. That's now started. Then Drudge picks it up and get 7 million plus views on the banned videos. People see that it was the opposite of what they said. It was just eyewitnesses. So then they get a second strike today. They block the channel so you can't go to it, can't upload. Then they remove the strike but don't even say that our appeal happened. They don't normally tell you, okay, we accept your appeal. No, they just disappear it. And now the Washington Post and everybody's calling up saying, did you really get strikes? No one ever struck you. There was never even a CNN article. No one's after you. Nothing ever happened. That's in the space of 4 days. I mean, talk about preying on your audience, but I'm not a psychiatrist or psych warfare expert. All I know is the average person gets cognitive dissonance and just kind of tunes out from the fog, the apocalypse of information. And that's what's so frustrating when you watch the anatomy of this and the different. I haven't named the tactics. I can just see them all, and I know the different ones, like little devils or something, or bad smells, And it's just like, oh, there's that one. Oh, they're doing that. And then now I see them testing new tactics. And what hurts me, Dr. Pachinik, is to see such a mass of Americans and then other global groups willing to be so evil, willing to lie, and then recruiting high schoolers to be part of it. And here's the big breaking news. David Hogg has backed down. He says he will never debate an evil, horrible person like me. And we'll talk about that coming up after we finish getting into this, because I just had it in my stack, and now I can't find it. It's on screen. I will not speak to anyone that has had disgusting remarks to victims of mass shootings in the past. I sent that tweet without realizing just how awful so many people have been to the victims and witnesses of these events of the past. And, man, you can see his tweets. They sound like a 10-year-old wrote them. And then there's these tweets on his Twitter that, I'm allowed to say, do not sound like the same person. There's multiple people on that Twitter account, or I'm a blue-blooded baboon. They are in panic mode. They thought they'd go on there and call me a piece of crap and fat and ugly and a shyster and a snake oil salesman. And about 10 seconds into reading the tweets this morning, I went, he's baiting me to blow up at him because I haven't really bullied him yet. And they want to, so they're now they're panicking. Hey, there's no videos of Jones bullying anybody, so we're going to have to get him baited into it. And now Phil Mudd, is that you? Over there, this just blew up in your dumb face. So I'm not talking about David Hogg, who's a wonderful, sweet, good young man who I think is being used here. I'm talking about Phil Mudd of the CIA and of Mueller's behavior, one of Mueller's flesh tags that has been openly trying to run these operations against us, little birdies told me. So, Dr. Pachinik, sorry I'm ranting. Please continue with the information apocalypse.
Well, you're not ranting. What's happening is you are very much the victim or the point man for what's happening in the apocalypse information. I mean, when you look at CNN, what do you have? You have a few individuals, one who in particular worked in the CIA over the summer. I mean, Anderson Cooper, he's not relevant. He just isn't. Wolf Blitzer working in Israel, Mossad. I mean, he's not relevant. What's happening is in the world of attack and propaganda, you should really be proud of the fact that you are so worthy of such a massive attack. It's like the onslaught of Russia, St. Petersburg, and you're that poor Russian who's defending against a huge onslaught of the Nazi soldiers. Well, what's happening is the real rise of fascism comes in through the apocalypse of information. So suppression, repression gets through things like distortion, denial. And these are the technical terms for a way of saying we manipulate the news, we manipulate the images, we manipulate the story, and the focal point we know is going to be the rebuttal by Alex Jones. Now, why are you important to us? to those of us who do defend the Republic. The reason is, for whatever reason, rightfully or wrongfully, you have been there at the forefront, and because of your skills, and I'm not buttering you up, but the ability to riff, the way you can riff and tolerate the amount of onslaught that comes in, is really quite remarkable. It's almost like you're the soldier of the apocalypse of information. There are very few stations that can tolerate this, and very few who have become attuned to it. Remember, this has taken over 17 years between you and me to build up something that you have built, and now you have an extension in Owen Schroyer. You have another, you know, Knight. I mean, you've really built up an amazing thing without the support of the government, without the support of, quote, individual foundations. Now, it's up to the other institutions, like the NRA. If the NRA feels that they've been maligned, then please, I invite them to sue Parkland, to sue Delta Airlines, to sue any credit card company they want. Nothing hurts the system as much as a lawsuit, and the fact that lawsuits can be initiated very quickly. You don't have to be involved in that, but the NRA has enough money.
Oh, they are saying they're not allowed to even have commerce. They're saying the NRA needs to be blocked in banks. They're saying kill members of the NRA and billboards. I mean, it's true racketeering, the very classic sense of it. And then the NRA, who I love to death, I don't even want to say any of the nice things they've done behind the scenes, because I don't want to turn into a political firestorm for them. But the NRA and their board members and people are patriots, and more of them know exactly what's going on. But they're too slow moving, where Ted Nugent will do 500 interviews. By the time they create a new ad about who the NRA is that's running all over TV, radio, and the internet, they should have a department where they, Dana Loesch, who's great, whoever, daily is firing with bulletins with all that money they're spending. I could triple the amount of money bringing into the NRA. Right now, I don't even want them to hire me. In fact, I'm going to meet with Ted Nugent this weekend. He already knows what to do, but they don't even listen to him enough. We need to absolutely get them on a war footing to fight back and not be in this, you know, this passive stance. They need to get on the offense with the money and the platform they've got, because they're trying to deplatform them everywhere. They're trying to have their shows banned off Hulu, Netflix, Twitter. They're trying to, you know, Soviet level silencing. This, all Americans should rally behind the NRA now, and InfoWars, and you and everybody. This is a real war.
No, I agree with you. As I said, this is an informational war. This is an apocalypse of information. It's very clear. It's clear to my intelligence community. It's clear to many patriots within the intelligence community. However, we have to have a focal point. We just can't scatter the shooting across
the
board.
No, I agree then. We need to get Trump to move against Google and these antitrust. We need to have a new civil rights act for the internet. You have to have access to it. You can't be deplatformed. You can't have your ID taken like China does, or you're made a ghost child. This is the new electronic ghettos, like Drudge said. What else do we do then? I mean, I agree. Let's codify a plan, and we need to launch it with the activist.
Well, there has to be within the White House, and this is what I've said from day one. When Keith Alexander had taken over the National Security Agency decades ago, we need a cabinet position that is entitled Cyber Command, Cyber Control. We cannot have it just underneath the Defense
Department. Stay there, then. We've got to go to break. Here's the issue. We already have these corporations. Oh, and I forgot. Guys, bring me the Apple articles out of Reuters. I want to get your take on this. Apple basically moving to China and admittedly going under state control, not just in China, but worldwide. I mean, I can't believe this is even being allowed to done. I mean, at some high level, I think, oh, they're really patriots and it's a way to infiltrate the Chinese. But they say the Chinese are going to run their entire cloud system based in China with all the codes.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I know we've been working to get Dr. Jerome Corsi's articles today to the White House, and I know some folks at the White House are reportedly tuned in about 15 minutes ago. Corsi's on with us now. Dr. Corsi got a second YouTube strike. His channel is frozen. The video talking about the president striking back politically against the globalist traitors in 2018 was banned. And this is an example. Then when they say it's banned, they say for bullying children. Just like my videos said, yes, the Parkland shooting happened. Yes, they're not crisis actors. They ban it and say I did say it. That's now a big story on DrudgeReport.com, right below the president. Trump, I'm in for 2020, name's campaign manager. And that is, again, to prove who's with him in the political structure ahead of this and take control of the narrative. Pure genius move. The Democrats are already running against him the day he won. Alex Jones on One Strike Away from YouTube Ban. CNN admits they are working with Google to ban me and have CNN employees going through everywhere trying to find something. The video they banned today was of me saying that the shooting happened and they're not actors, that they're not crisis actors. They had to remove that strike, though, because they realized that we have our own servers and had posted it showing it didn't say that. So they are trying to deplatform all the supporters of the president. It's a civil rights violation. Thousands of libertarian and conservative Trump sites on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have been hit. This is more than during the campaign were deleted. And the president needs to know that, yes, they want to get him off Twitter, as they've said, and if they can deplatform us, they can deplatform the president because they're cutting off all of his Internet army support and killing the First Amendment at the same time. Now, asking Dr. Jerome Corsi to recap this, and then Dr. Steve Pachinik, who ran psychological operations at the State Department and worked with the CIA, I'm going to ask both these men their advice, if we can get this to the president with the folks watching, because I know they were tuned in 20 minutes ago and I wasn't reading my text. The key intel of what's happening, Dr. Corsi, the globalist storm against our storm to restore the republic, and what we should do as citizens, but what the president should do to defend the First Amendment, and not let the Democrats ban his free speech and our free speech ahead of the 2018 and 2020 elections, which the Democrats admit this is all about. Dr. Corsi?
Well, in one day today, I got my second YouTube video removed, so I've now got two strikes since early this morning.
And that's never happened to you. That's never happened to you.
Never happened to me. I've been on YouTube for years. Never happened to me. But I started posting about QAnon, and the two they removed, one was about President Trump beginning a counterattack against the deep state, and the second one was on the Florida shooting. And again, not saying it didn't happen, not saying there were crisis actors, just looking at why the police didn't respond as fast as they did. And I basically removed all the content from my channel. I just took it down. And in fact, I think that that's the beginning of the end, because probably I had three strikes on me and they don't even know it. I mean, they just took the entire channel off. YouTube.
Yeah, they blocked it so they wouldn't get three. You've made it not public for now, but they'll still even go in privately. We have hidden cameras. We have hidden cameras. The president needs to know this. The New York Times, Project Veritas, which he knows well, has hidden cameras of them saying Trump supporters don't know. When they share American flags or Trump, they're shadow banned, and then all we do is send in bots that tell them they hate them. And boy, these old ladies get depressed. And yeah, our main job is to stop Alex Jones. The president needs to know it's that bad, Mr. President. It's that bad. Let's go to Dr. Steve Pachinik briefly. We'll go into the next hour here. Paul Watson's coming up. He'll be in the middle of this as well. But Dr. Corsi, you be thinking for a moment. Then I'm going to go to Pachinik for briefly. What do we do politically as citizens? What does the president do to have a focus to stop this? Because this is like something out of the Soviet Union.
First of all, the president has to understand that we are behind in an artificial intelligence and cyber command. And that's why I have asked for a couple of years that we elevate people and bring in from the private arena Keith Alexander, General Keith Alexander, who's an expert on information warfare and the apocalypse of information. And we have a whole unit at National Geospatial Agency, which is NGA, which should be paramount in the attack, the counterattack to what's happening. And quite frankly, they're the ones who are supporting you right now, and they're the ones who are providing me the kind of backup that I need in order to remain on the air. So we have institutions which will fight in the forefront, but we have to be more aggressive, more assertive. Quite frankly, the president didn't allot enough money in for the artificial intelligence area or the cyber command. Unfortunately, went into hard targets and to force structures, which we don't really need at this point in time. And as General Mattis understands, we're going away from the counterterrorism nonsense that we had under Bush, Obama, and Clinton, and we're going back into strategic force structure opposing China and Russia. Right now, I think the NRA should initiate a class action lawsuit. They're capable of doing it. They understand it very well. And the
sure, but what should the White House do? We'll talk next hour about the NRA, but what should the White House
Yeah, should bring a position where a key individual like John Kelly, the equivalent of a John Kelly, and I'm recommending General Keith Alexander, who's worked with Kelly, to be in charge of Cyber Command, so they can basically stop all of this nonsense and put
let's be clear, telecoms and big tech companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they're now in a cyber war against America and the president and the Make America Great. Apple is moving to China to be state-based, zero tax. They're moving a few factories here, but they're moving their main cloud, global ID, global social network system, where it'll tie into the real world and spy on everybody. And if you're not a good globalist, you're banned from electronic activity, basically a death sentence. What should the president do about that? I mean, this is just insane.
Now, let me explain something with all due respect. Google has a very strong connection with the National Geospatial Agency. They spend billions of dollars.
No, I know they do, but they're going along with the globalist saying to censor people.
Well, not exactly. There may be elements within it, but not all of Google at the same time.
And is that Amazon, why they've removed the strikes now? You're saying it got reviewed higher up?
Well, most probably. I can't tell you for certain, but I can assure you that they are under the control of the National Geospatial Agency in the same way that the CIA has a major input into Amazon. None of these institutions are free and clear. You have to remember that. There may be individuals who work within Google, within Apple, within Amazon, who feel that they can go on their own and may be rogues, but I can assure you we can restrain them very quickly. The issue of Apple going to China is not that they've had a cloud-based system in there. Apple's already in trouble for many reasons. It didn't do as well as it was supposed to do. It had to have an audience or a consumer base that was as large as China. The unfortunate part is President Xi, quite frankly, whom I've monitored for many, many years, is literally recapitulating what happened to him and his father. He will end up in a cultural revolution, and he will be destroying himself the same way the cultural revolution.
No, I agree. He's becoming a dictator. I want to get your take on that a little bit in the next hour, but just briefly going back to Corsi, and we'll hold both of you over. What does the president do? Antitrust actions, draw attention to the violations of conservatives we're being discriminated against, like Jews and Nazis. Germany, literally, we're being economically cut off. The NRA is being shut off. They're saying kill us. They're lying about us. They're blocking us. What does the president do?
Well, I think the president, first of all, got to make it clear that this is a major attack on freedom of speech, and that it's a denying of conservatives and libertarians the ability to express themselves on Google. These arbitrary decisions. Secondly, I think President Trump's also got to take into account this internet a Bill of Rights, which is being proposed, and the new appointees to the Federal Trade Commission just made it clear to the Senate Judiciary Committee last week that they're happy to consider antitrust and other actions, including actions which will restore freedom on the Internet. This, I think, Google's acting like a dictator, like a big gorilla.
I agree with Pacific, though. The worst actor, I think, is Twitter or Apple. I mean, Apple won't even let conservatives have platforms or have apps now.
Well, I think there's an entire, the whole FTC is going to have to take into consideration whether the broadband rights are going to be allowed to companies that censor and act as if they're the right to maintain what content we get to see or we don't get to see.
Stay there. I agree with you, but I'm going to say this right now to the people and everybody else listening. It's the right thing to do, and it'll be incredibly popular if the president goes, Obama took over the internet, called it net neutrality. He says, I want real web freedom, and if he says, I defend free speech and choice on the web, and comes out and moves against these trusts, it will make him a rock star. That will unify even the left behind him, the old left, not this modern brainwashed left. We'll be back with Dr. Corsi and Dr. Steve Pachinik with closing comments straight ahead. Then Paul Watson from London, England. It's the defense of the Republic and America, 1776 worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Introduce